The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whatever way you would like. There's all kinds of stuff still to come here tonight. The Hong Kong protests. We haven't talked about those at all yet here on Free Talk Live, and they're big. So,
it's huge.
Yeah, it's worth talking about. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But actually, first, we'll continue with some of the comments from Ron Paul about secession. He has come out and gone on the record to say that he thinks there needs to be more secession movements in the United States. Unfortunately, he tempered his statements by saying that he doesn't really believe they'll be successful in the U.S. because, you know, the whole Civil War thing kind of settled that deal. And I'm sad to see Ron Paul, you know, make a statement like that. But it's not an uncommon perspective from people to believe that it'll happen. It happened before. It'll happen again, the feds will roll in tanks if you try to secede. And really, that shouldn't that be an indicator? Like, if you think that about secession, if you think that if a state secedes in the United States or from the United States, that then the feds are going to roll in tanks, shouldn't that be an indicator as to yet another reason why you should secede? Because these people are so crazy and so dangerous that they would roll in tanks to try to crush a peaceful movement? Because that's what I recommend is peaceful secession. Try not to fire on any government facilities, you know.
Unless they fire on you first. But
I don't know. I still don't think that violence is the solution.
I think that if you're being shot at, you have to either shoot back or hope that you can hide well enough.
You have the right to do so, but it may not be prudent.
But here's the thing. If you take the amount of violence that has been committed by the federal government over, you know, its entire existence, and then you compare it to what the violence would be if we seceded, even if you just maximize the potential of it, like really, really amp it up, it's still less. So I'm going to go with secession.
Paul actually Logic. Comes out here and he speaks to National Journal in their article, which we'll link to you on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a little bit. But he says, quote, by our history, the heavy hand of the federal government would come down. They'd probably shoot him. So he's just come right out and saying he thinks that they would get that violent. I don't think they would, because it would be a huge PR catastrophe for the federal government. I mean, we already know that people don't trust them and that they don't like them. You know, Congress has terrible approval ratings and things like that. But if they start to actually slaughter in mass the people of one state, that's going to look really, really bad for them.
I'm not looking to get shot whether it's in mass or not, you know?
So what does that mean?
I'd prefer the federal government not shoot me.
What do you think they would do?
I have no idea. When it comes to secession, I consider secession to be a philosophical issue, not a practical issue. I don't think you're anywhere near it in the United States. I mean,
one out of four people in the United States support their state seceding.
Yeah, well,
I would say getting near it.
25% ain't nothing. Do you think
what do you mean that's nothing?
Do you think that 51% of people should be able to decide in a given state, should be able to decide that state secedes?
Absolutely.
I don't.
Yep.
You know, I can see both viewpoints here, though.
I think it should be like 66%. I mean, if it takes...
Just another arbitrary number.
It is just another arbitrary number. I think you should be able to secede yourself. But if we're talking about the practical applications of a state... If you're going to have, you know, this idea of voting, I think that it should be a larger number.
Okay.
To get things
Well, you're
done.
Probably going to have that, sorry, Lauren, you're probably going to have that happen in New Hampshire, because you probably have to pass some sort of constitutional amendment.
Yeah, you would have to pass
which you would need to have, like, what, two-thirds or something.
Something like that.
And you were talking about peaceful secession. So the only way to peacefully secede would be a vote. So, I mean, the thing is that if you're going to do that, then you need a philosophical renaissance first, because you need to get the majority of the state on board. So even if we're not going to have a nationwide philosophical renaissance. We need one here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And actually, I think it'll work a lot better. I've been talking to just regular Joe Schmo on the street, and I'll tell you what.
About secession?
About anything, like, libertarian-wise. And I'll tell you what, here in New Hampshire, freedom is alive, even with people that are quote-unquote liberal. I'm like, you're not a liberal, you're a libertarian. It's so funny talking to these people here in New Hampshire that are like, I'm a liberal. And I'm like, what do you think of, you know, businesses being free? Oh, I'm all for that.
Uh-huh.
You're not a liberal. You're a libertarian.
Well, the classic definition of liberal is libertarian, right? Like,
right, and I
liberal.
Explain that to them. I'm like, you're classically liberal, sure. And they're like, oh. Interesting. And they're, like, open to it.
So cool. A little bit more here from Ron Paul from NationalJournal.com. In typical fashion, Paul argued the principle of secession was more important than what could actually happen in reality. It's the threat, he said, that's important to keep the federal government in check. Quote, I think what's most important is we have a concrete right to secede. Even if we never had any secession or any state declare independence, we would be so much better off because there would always be this threat. Once the threat of a state leaving was removed, it was just open-door policy for the federal government to expand itself and run roughshod out over the states because the states couldn't do much, unquote. And I do support the idea of nullification, and that's sort of what he's getting at there is having state governments say no to the federal government. Not fully secede, but to simply say, oh, you want to tell us to do this thing? You know, like national ID is a good example of that. There was, many years ago, this national ID card that was proposed by the feds, and many state governments said, no, we're not going to participate in that. Now, unfortunately, the reasons they did it had nothing to do with freedom. The reason the state governments didn't want to participate was because the feds weren't giving them money to implement the national ID card. That's why they didn't want to do it.
I'm surprised they didn't threaten to remove funding like they did with the speed limits. Or wait, the drinking age, I'm sorry. So you remember how the drinking age came about? Yeah. So, I mean, most people were going to, most states were at 18, and some were even younger than that. And the federal government stepped in and said, if you don't bring it up to 21, we're going to pull your state funding. So I'm surprised they didn't pull the same thing in this case.
Yeah. Well, that's what we
some
need
kind of
that's
funding.
Surprising.
Well, that's something that we need to see happen, whether it's in New Hampshire or somewhere else, is state governments to turn to the federal government and say, no, you know what, we've decided we're going to lower the drinking age and you can have your $1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the arbitrary amount is that they're still bribing the states with for that. We'd rather have more freedom than your $2 million. Thanks, but no thanks. Goodbye.
Thanks, but no tanks.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the latest from Ron Paul. He's out there pushing the secessionist idea, and I appreciate it. Even though he may not be in the belief that it's possible, he's at the very least putting the idea out there. And I'm sorry, Mark, I think one out of four people in the United States is a damn good starting point for secession.
But it's not enough for a vote.
No, it's not enough for a vote. But again, it's just we're starting a conversation. And for one in four people to already feel strongly enough that, yes, I support my state leaving the union now. Let's do this. That's great. And remember, that poll that showed the one out of four was a recent poll, so it was pretty fresh. And there were only like 53% that opposed it. So you had 25% saying, yeah, let's do this. 53% saying, nope, stay together. And then the rest of the people were undecided. So you got close to another quarter who really don't know. I mean, those people are on the fence. They could move towards secession.
Right. I mean, I don't disagree with you, Ian, but here's where I'm coming from. I've been pushing philosophical renaissance for a long time, way before I moved to New Hampshire. And this is really the first time that I've even considered secession was after I moved here.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think it was possible because I think our country needed a philosophical renaissance because, a lot of people are going to die as soon as you take out all those federal, you know, programs.
That's right. They'll be choking on magnets.
Well, they won't know how to take care of themselves because they've been coddled so long.
Oh, you mean like Social Security or something?
Yeah, but with a philosophical renaissance, they'll understand how to take care of themselves before we take away the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's the thing is that here in New Hampshire, this is the first place I've actually felt like these people are grown up enough to be able to handle their own
independence. The Granite Staters are definitely an independent lot.
They are. They're awesome.
If New Hampshire decides to secede in some kind of libertarian vote, and I mean, we're talking about a fantasy world today, anybody who wants, who needs government programs that doesn't feel like they're going to get them in the new libertarian New Hampshire can move right across the border.
Vermont.
It's only 30 miles no matter where you are or something like that.
Vermont or Massachusetts.
You know, I disagree with you for the first time, Mark. I don't think it's a fantasy world. I think it's totally possible.
Well, it's not, anything's possible.
There you go.
But it's not today.
Toll free. Of course it's not today. It's going to take probably at least a decade. 855, 450 free. We need to get more people to move here to make it more possible. So join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. What is going on in Hong Kong? We are going to talk about that. We haven't really addressed it at all here on Free Talk Live. There are, I don't know how many thousands of people in the streets, but more than you can fit in one camera view, that's for sure.
I'd love to know the number.
A lot of people there. And what are they there for? We'll talk about that. Your thoughts are welcome as well. You can bring up anything at 855-453. Plus, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers at FreedomsPhoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch. In fact, Mark, you and I, we're going down to Orlando for Coins in the Kingdom. Coming up here, we're leaving tomorrow, and that doesn't mean you'll be up without Free Talk Live. Daryl and Ellen will be here Friday night, and then Mark and I will be broadcasting live from Coins in the Kingdom on Saturday and Sunday night. And I happen to know that the founder of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernie Hancock, will be in attendance at that event.
Excellent.
So I'm sure we'll be able to drag him over and get him on the air because he's always exciting. He is just a barrel of fun.
Great talk show host.
So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts before we talk about Hong Kong. First, let's go to the phones and to Alma listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Alma.
Hey, sweetie, this is a sore spot on me. Everybody better remember the war between the North and the South. I have one talk show this week, and he's supposed to be a Southerner, and he's going, half the people didn't stand up to pray for that flag. I said, did you forget what flag came down here and took us over? I said, did you all forget they oppressed us and we still are oppressed?
You know, there's certainly, it's true that the standard of living is lower in the South than it is in the North.
Yes.
It's difficult to know why. You know, maybe it's government welfare programs and, you know, limits on earnings.
No,
I have no idea.
It was only a few factory jobs here and there. What jobs we had was just blue-collar jobs.
You know, Obama prevented Boeing from moving from, I think it was Washington, to maybe North or South Carolina recently. So there's an argument.
How did he do that? Say we're not going to renew? I mean, we're not going to contract with you?
This government hates the South. They always have since we tried to secede. So everybody better remember, they will attack you.
District 13.
The South will rise again. Thank you, Alma, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453.
I like her.
She's plucky.
I'm not sure she is plucky. I am not
like
sure that I am looking for the South to rise again.
No.
I mean, that's just a saying.
I think that I think that states would be better off individually. I think you're better off with smaller areas than larger ones.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
In sort of agreements.
Have you seen what's it called? Arcadia, the Arcadia movement.
I used to live in a place where there was a little town called Arcadia nearby, but I don't think that's what you're talking about.
And their rodeo was the granddaddy of them all.
No, a lot of people want the...
Arcadia's in Northeast, right? Newfoundland, Maine.
Yeah, they want all those states to secede together.
Yeah, I just don't see that as being
realistic. I
can't
see that many people getting on board with this.
No, I don't either.
I think this is the only place it could happen.
I don't want anything to do with Vermont and Maine. Vermont and Maine are not as freedom-oriented as New Hampshire, so I wouldn't want to team up with them in any way, shape, or form. I don't think you're going to get that kind of support.
Yeah, I think the bigger that you make it, the easier it would be for another, you know, power to rise.
The harder it would be to accomplish, too.
Exactly. That's true. And that's the first argument. The second argument is really just that I think that there would be so much more control if we seceded together. I want to keep it as small as possible.
Right.
Heck, I'd like to just, you know, free Keene and Manchester.
It's
bad enough to have
a controller in Concord, to have this controlling government in Concord, New Hampshire. It'd be worse to have it located in Vermont or wherever the capital of Arcadia would end up being. Yeah, I want nothing to do with that. And if you're having trouble getting secessionists on board with this Arcadia idea, then it's probably not going to fly.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's some arguments for it, like the region has a lot of similarities and things like that. But you have these arbitrary geopolitical lines that are drawn on maps, And for whatever reason, those have momentum and gravitas for people, and it's unlikely that you're going to see them somehow disappear and drawn into a different way.
Well, yeah, because then you'd have to create a whole new political system. At the very least, if New Hampshire were to secede, or Vermont, or wherever, they already have a constitution, right? So New Hampshire, they have themselves a constitution before the United States had a constitution, and so you wouldn't have to start from scratch. If you were going to do an Arcadia thing, which would include Maine, Newfoundland, Canada, you know, all these other places, Vermont and New Hampshire, etc., then they'd all have to be building a new constitution. And we know what happens when you do that. These days, they'd throw everything in but the kitchen sink. You know, there'd be the people in Vermont would be like, well, we need to have universal health care in there, obviously.
Everybody just start all over again.
Yeah. And that's a terrible idea.
Everybody's got a right to 4 weeks off every time you get a toothache. You know, like the whole deal.
All that crap would be thrown in there. So, nope, sorry, not excited about that
idea.
It's
the same thing as minarchy, and this is why I'm not on board with minarchy, because as long
as
you...
What is minarchy? What
is that? Minarchy is where you believe in a small state, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, you just want a smaller state, you don't want anarchy, which is no state. So the thing is that if you go with minarchy, eventually you're going to end up exactly where we are right now, because we were... The government was minarchist when we started this country, and so was every government, because that's where it starts, is small. Every government has to start small. That's how it works. And then eventually they build up their power and, you know, and they take
us
all over.
It seems to be the pattern, right? Like Thomas Jefferson said something to the effect of, you know, for every generation, you know, they need a new government. And then the very famous that the Tree of Liberty must occasionally be watered by the blood of tyrants and patriots, or whatever the statement is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's not like that many tries have been taken at creating a minarchist state. Maybe it can be done better. But I think that people have the right to secession. I think you have the right to choose that you don't want to be governed by anybody. And the governing documents of many of the states say things like, government of right comes from the consent of the governed. And the question is whether this is a collective, people, or this is an individual for people. Like, can you opt out? Should you be able to opt out when you never opted in?
You know, you remember when I brought up that I disagreed with you that it was a dream? Minarchy is a dream. That's what's a dream.
Well, at the very least, if one state, a small state like New Hampshire or Vermont, secedes, then at least then you can have this minarchy within reach. You can easily go to Concord or Montpelier, and you can talk to those people. In New Hampshire, one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project is these state reps make $100 a year. They're not professional politicians. They're people that you can go on the state website and get their home phone number.
Yeah.
You can't do that in wherever you live, most likely.
So you're with me. If people voluntarily want a local government, then there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, I think that if you've got 100% consent, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think people can move into small communities and start a government if that's what they want. Heck, they can have universal health care in that small area.
That's what a homeowners association is, right?
Right, there you go.
There you go. Toll-free number is 855-453. More coming up. Hong Kong, what's happening out there? We'll focus on that and also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, you bring up anything you want, right here, 855-450-3733. Your comments on secession, if you'd like. Ron Paul says he thinks we need to have more secession movements in the United States, and I happen to agree with that. You're welcome to bring up anything as well. That is the point of Free Talk Live. So join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE and via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
And there are bounties available right now, bounties that you can claim at bitcoinbountyhunter.com. One's worth somewhere around like $15,000. Use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. You can place your own bounty or add to the ones that are there. The authorities, they're not going to be solving any of these cases anytime soon. It'll be done by people like you, people that profit from their work and skill. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
Let's continue here. We'll talk more about the Hong Kong situation in a moment, but we've got Nathan on the line in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Ron Paul. Wasn't there a video of him in front of a Confederate flag one time?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's a controversial claim. Can you back that up?
Well, let's just go Google and search.
I saw it on a newscast a few years ago, but I had to hunt for it. I'll see if I can do that. Save that up for you guys.
Okay.
I have a question. I had a question for Lauren.
Does it mean anything to you, though? I mean, that he might be in front of a Confederate flag? Because it's a controversial flag, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the intent of the newscast I was watching was here. So that would be the only thing.
Yep, I see it. I got it pulled up here, JPEG. Absolutely. Looks like it to me. Okay. Either that or it's a really darn good Photoshop.
Whoa.
So
okay,
what?
Well, it's just it's a very controversial image, so it's, I don't know, it seems like it's a very useful way to smear people who talk about secession.
What's controversial controversial about it?
Well, I think it's obvious.
I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe it's not obvious.
Well, yeah. So I had a question for Lauren about...
apparently he doesn't want to answer your question, Lauren, but he wants to ask you a question.
No, we're just going to assume it's controversial.
What question?
Go ahead.
She asked you what's controversial about it.
Well, I guess the Confederate flag is controversial to some individuals. I mean, I don't consider it controversial, but I mean, it's a flag like a lot of other national flags.
I don't see that as controversial. I haven't been given a reason to think it's controversial.
Well, I mean, a lot of people associate it with slavery. So, I mean, whether they're correct to do that or not, I don't really know.
It was a flag raised to represent people that wanted to be free. From the government tyranny that they were facing. So
I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't speak in front of it.
There was slavery long before that flag. That flag has nothing to do with it.
Well, yeah, it's just that the cause they were rallying around for a lot of people, they view that as, you know, enslaving others. So I can kind of see why people would be hesitant to be associated with this flag.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I like to use the term independence like you suggested instead of secession for that reason.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are misinformed about what actually started the Civil War. And it was actually a dispute over a fort. The government was trying to take over a fort that belonged to the South and use it, and
well,
the South didn't want them to use it.
Gunfire, that's what sparked the
right.
Gunshots. Right.
And our government, I'm sorry, the U.S. government, they made it seem like it was about slavery so that they could get the backing of the North. It was a complete propaganda.
Well, four of the states that seceded had the term slavery right in their secession documents. I mean, to try to wrest secession of the South from slavery is a very historically difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, plus there's the fact that Lincoln didn't mention, in that inaugural address, he talked about how it was about money and tariffs. So
Lincoln was a very
bad sell right now, Nathan. Why are you not calling with Skype anymore? You spoiled me with all the Skype calls, and now the last two calls it's been on your phone.
Horrifying cell phone.
Yeah.
I was hoping that you wouldn't notice, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really noticeable. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, that's too bad. I wanted to hear what question he asked.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just getting really bad on that connection. Maybe I guess he said something about internet troubles. I don't know. Toll-free number is 855-453. Yeah, if you've got Skype, please use it. Really, it almost always sounds better.
I just want to urge everybody to actually look at some stuff about Lincoln, some stuff that exposes what
doing. He didn't really care about slavery?
No, he didn't, not even a little
Read
bit.
Read the second inaugural address. That ought to clear everything up for you.
What's he saying that?
Can't quote it. Essentially, that his intentions aren't to his intentions to preserve the Union.
That
slavery wasn't the issue.
Yeah,
consider for a second that Lincoln presided over the entire span of the Civil War, four states that were not required to give up slavery. It was Maryland and I can't name them all off. But four of the states did not secede and did not give up slavery in Lincoln's lifetime. So. To suggest somehow that the North wanted to get rid of that the Civil War for the North was about getting rid of slavery. I'm not sure it was. There are plenty of abolitionists that fought, and lots of Quakers who were certainly abolitionists. They stopped being Quakers in order to fight in the Civil War for the North. But every other country on Earth that has gotten rid of slavery has done it without a war. So it's not necessarily.
Hong Kong, story is from CNN. A pro-democracy activist took their fight on Thursday to the doorstep of Hong Kong's chief executive, sitting down outside his office gates to express their dissatisfaction with him and the central government in Beijing. Some demonstrators say the next step could be occupying the inside of government buildings.
Mm.
And by the way, if you have not yet seen the photos or video from this particular, these protests.
It's huge.
It's tremendous. I mean, this makes Occupy look like nothing in comparison. If those of you who recall Occupy from a few years ago in Occupy Wall Street and Oakland and all these other various places.
Have you seen the pictures of the Hong Kong protesters cleaning up their messes too?
No, I heard about that though.
That's funny.
Very very smart.
Maybe the climate change people could have figured that out in New York.
It would be a drastic move, but one protest leader said it might be necessary to get officials' attention and bring about change. We still can't get a normal, acceptable response, said student leader Joshua Wong, age 17. He told that to CNN. This is the final action for us. In some minds, the confrontation has been brewing ever since Hong Kong transitioned in 1997 from British to Chinese control.
Mm-hmm.
But tensions, and by the way, that 17-year-old would have just barely been born at that time. But tensions have risen after a late August decision giving Beijing control over the slate of Hong Kong chief executive candidates in 2017. Current chief executive C.Y. Leung says that year's election is good for citizens because it will let the city's 5 million eligible voters pick a winner rather than a 1,200-member committee stacked with Beijing loyalists that chose past leaders. Strong sentiments on the other side have spilled in recent days into large-scale, peaceful civil disobedience on the streets of the Asian financial hub. It's all been dubbed the Umbrella Revolution, after umbrellas became symbols of the movement when they were used to shield against police tear gas and pepper spray on Sunday.
Yeah, I was about to say it's peaceful on one side.
Yeah.
peaceful protest is normally only comes from one side.
Huge crowds, and I still haven't seen an estimate. I'd like to see someone take a shot at estimating how many people have been in the streets.
I would love to see that. That would be so cool.
Huge is definitely an accurate term here because they're tremendous.
Oh, my God. You have to see the pictures. Go on. There aren't a lot of pictures of it because the media is trying to shield you from it, especially over there. They don't want
is that right? out,
they don't want other countries to know about it. In fact, they've asked other countries not to show them any support.
Now, did you say people are sleeping in the streets? Like, the protesters are out there 24/7? Did you say something about
that? They're sleeping in the streets. They slept in the streets at least one night, but China's warned them not to support illegal rallies. So we may see some the government may see some reaction from China.
We'll talk more about this here in moments. I don't imagine the U.S. government is going to be under attack from China. And obviously the pictures are getting out because people have internet in Hong Kong. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything in the remaining moments right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, maybe the government of China would like to stop the pictures from coming out of Hong Kong, but as long as people have internet access, they're going to keep coming. Over at the CNN story that we're sharing with you right now, there's a Twitter feed of folks just tweeting all kinds of information coming out of there. Apparently, the sun is rising as we speak out there, and they're about ready to roll into the sixth day of these democracy protests. Now, look, I'm no fan of democracy. Democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. But as Lauren was pointing out, I think it was during one of the breaks, I got a lot of respect for people who will get out in the streets and actually do something. You know, who'll actually do more than just bitch and moan.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't agree with what the hippies stood for, but I certainly was. I love reading about it because it's like, yeah, rock on.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, it is. I just found this. So remember how I was saying that the Chinese government has basically said, don't support these illegal, warned against supporting it. So it turns out on Monday, the British government called for the right to protest to be protected and for protesters to exercise their right within the law. And the call was echoed by the U.S. with White House bosun Josh Earnest.
Well, the U.S. and British governments love protests when it doesn't happen in their country.
Oh, yeah. So you remember how you were like, I don't think the U.S. government will see any retaliation, but I don't know. Looks like the U.S. is... Well, what's so funny.
Do?
I mean, when we do it, they act the same way towards us.
Oh yeah, I mean, if the troops or the cops in Hong Kong weren't immediately obviously different looking, you wouldn't be able to tell, right? Like, it looks like New York City. It looks like the same tactics.
They're all
wearing the thugs.
The same helmets and similar uniforms and the whole thing.
They got the tear gas. They got everything that... it's all very, very similar.
It's only the protesters you can tell the difference.
Huge crowds have called for true universal suffrage. This story from CNN.com, which is not just one vote per person, but no restrictions on candidates. And more generally called out Beijing for what they claim is its encroaching clutching control on Hong Kong. And they've also demanded Leung's resignation. This is the top boss, the chief executive, if you will, in Hong Kong of their government. But accusing him of siding with China's central government rather than with the people of Hong Kong. That's why a few hundred students have moved from the main protest location to Leung's office. Now, there's another story. The story I'm sharing with you right now was actually from Wednesday. There's a story from today, an update. Hong Kong, this is from the AP, Hong Kong's embattled leader refused demands by pro-democracy protesters to resign on Thursday and instead offered talks to defuse a week of massive demonstrations that have grown into the biggest challenge to Beijing's authority since China took control of the former British colony in 1997. The Hong Kong Federation of Students said in a statement early Friday they plan to join the talks with the government focused specifically on political reforms, and they reiterated that the chief executive Leung Chun-ying stepped down, saying he had lost his integrity. A wider pro-democracy group that had joined the demonstrations, Occupy Central, welcomed the talks and also insisted that Leung quit. Occupy Central hopes the talks can provide a turning point in the current political stalemate, it said in a statement. However, we reiterate our view that Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying is the one responsible for the stalemate and that he must step down. Of course, he said that he will not resign. So, it doesn't sound like the protests are going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Shocking.
And he
won't give up power?
No, of course
what?
Not.
No.
That's crazy.
That is what every tyrant has done up till now.
I'm sorry, we both talked over top of one another. What?
I was just saying that's what every tyrant's done up to this point.
Yeah, a man with power won't give up power? Shocking.
As protester Cyrus Ku, age 25, explained, we want to disturb the daily life of the chief executive. This back to the CNN piece. The activists are open to talks with the leaders, but not with Leung, said one of the movement's figureheads, Lester Shum, on Wednesday. He demanded the chief executive step down or else protesters will occupy different important government buildings. So that may be what we see happen this weekend, is the occupation of the actual government buildings.
Man, I'm scared for these people.
It marks a shift in location and strategy in the movement that had a large, constant presence in downtown Hong Kong. According to Kevin Chung, a 21-year-old student who helped sort recyclable trash near the main protest site, he said, letting up is not an option. Quote, more pressure must be put on the government, otherwise they'll turn a blind eye to our actions. There is no clear end in sight, says CNN. The demonstrators haven't budged from their demands. If anything, they've ratcheted them up a few notches in their calls for Leung to step down. Yet both Hong Kong and Chinese officials have been adamant, refusing to move from their positions and calling the protests illegal. Suraj Khatra, CNN reporter.
States is supporting illegal protests? My God.
Wow.
Where is the rule of law?
I don't even get this. I mean, how can the U.S. government stand there and hypocritically support illegal protests when there are legal protests here that they bring out guns, dogs, tear gas, and every other witch thing, tanks?
It's the exact same way that RT, the Russian television channel, supports all kinds of things in the United States, but they don't support those same things in Russia. It's just the states don't get along, and they do like to see trouble for the competing states out there.
Do you know what it is? It's that it's not a threat to their power.
That's true.
So, you know, it's perfectly okay, you know?
So I think this is fascinating, and hopefully we'll continue to follow this developing situation. To date, from CNN, 53 males and 30 females, this was written on Wednesday, have been injured in the protests, according to a government media
From the number of people I saw out there, that's an incredibly good number.
A low number.
Yeah, really low.
Yeah. The official would not comment on the nature or the extent of those injuries. The biggest clashes came on Sunday thus far. Aside from that day, things have been relatively calm and peaceful. Outwardly, it seems like leaders on both sides would like to keep it that way. Suraj Khatra, CNN I reporter who works for a nonprofit in the city, said late Wednesday that demonstrators seemed exhausted but still high-spirited, and whether they were singing songs or applauding speeches. Sophie Richardson from the advocacy group Human Rights Watch said Hong Kong authorities have shown restraint aside from Sunday. She says that's not surprising. It's the biggest protest in the past 2 decades, but it's not the only one that they've dealt with. You know, protests like this make you wonder, What would it take to get this many people in the streets in the United States?
Why are Americans so apathetic? What is that?
Maybe it's because, I mean, things are really good in Hong Kong. The standard of living is quite high.
It's a great place to live. So
I think there's a bigger illusion of freedom here.
I don't know. I have no answer to
this. The people are just suckers in the United States. They've been duped.
Right. Well, they don't have... In Hong Kong, they have a very high standard of living. They do not have eagles. They do not have red, white, and blue flags.
Mm.
They do not have FAA-18s flying over at their sporting events.
Not only that, but they've had a major change in government within the last decade and a half.
Here in the United States, if you decide to stay sitting at a sporting event, when they say, the rocket's red glare, somebody will
beat
you in the face.
Yeah.
Whereas in Hong Kong, if you say, you know, I really don't like the rule from Beijing, nobody's going to have any problem at all.
Right, because it was only in 1997, less than 20 years ago, when Beijing took control of the country. And
if this country is controlled by Washington, D.C., and has your eyes full of stars and eagles.
And has been for over 200 years.
And spangled banners.
Yep.
But I think it's important to remind the federal government what they are effectively doing by supporting this protest. What they are doing is they're supporting a movement against the state. And that will incite more movements around the world against the state. They are effectively bringing about their own doom. And I am laughing. It is funny.
Well, this is one thing that I think is worth focusing on here, is that numbers are what make a difference. Whether we're talking about protests or whether we're talking about winning elections, whatever, having people on your side is the most critical aspect to success.
Oh, gosh,
you can't get anywhere being the lone wolf out on the streets waving a honk if you hate taxes sign like I used to do down in Florida.
There's more than one picture of that.
I got my picture in the newspaper, but taxes are still here. Right?
And we put it up at the radio station and laughed at you.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good for you. You're just jealous. You're just jealous that I had this, that I was able to go out and do something, and you cats just sit around and bitch and complain.
That's kind of how I felt when we did the independence thing. So Rob and I called a bunch.
You mean the outreach?
Yeah, the outreach.
Yeah.
And Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show and I went out and did this at a farmer's market. But, you know, we had a big group that said they were going to come out, and nobody showed up. Where were you guys? Come on.
Well, that's what we need. We need more activists here. We need thousands more activists here. Exactly. And the more thousands we get, the more real key doers will come out of those thousands.
Yeah.
So go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up for that. We'll look forward to seeing you here. Objectivistgirl.com is where you get more of Lauren. Mark, you'll be here on Saturday night. Tomorrow is the Friday night show. You'll join us, not us, but Daryl and Ellen, they'll be here live. We continue live content as we head out to Orlando for Coins in the Kingdom. See you then. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing the proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.